Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 11th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 7.5 cents, closing at 353 and a quarter. November beans down 23 and a quarter cents, closing at 848 and a quarter, and December wheat down 19 and a half cents, closing at 490 and a half. Meal was down 260, and the oil was down 60 ticks. The president's comments about the trade war sent the stock market down 200 points, sent the grains in the tank. I don't know whether he's going to do it or not. I don't know whether the Chinese are going to cave in, but we've got prices here that American farmers just can't live with. The president said that farmers need to be patient, and that when it's all said and done, he's going to bring the best markets to the American farmer that they've ever seen. Well, that's fine and dandy, but it better happen soon, because I just don't think the American farmer will be able to wait. Certainly the landlords aren't going to wait for their rent checks and be patient. Certainly bankers aren't going to be patient and wait for loan payments. So if something's going to be done, it's got to be done, and done, you know, above board, where we all know it, and something tangible that the American farmer can count on. How much lower can we go with the funds still long about 50,000 meal? Maybe once they blow out of that, which could bring us down another 30 or 40 cents, maybe that'll be a low in here. Hopefully we'll see the reports tomorrow. We're expecting bearish numbers for the most part. Maybe it'll be a case of sell the rumor, buy the fact. Let's hope so. We need something positive, either out of Washington, out of the reports, out of the weather, something to help turn this thing around. Now, again, it's the wrong time of month to be making lows. We usually make the lows the first Monday or Tuesday of the month, so we're a good 2.5 weeks away from that. I hope we just don't continue to pile on here for the next couple of weeks. You know, this is really a tough situation for the American farmer. We're at prices in the beans we haven't been at since 2007 and 2008. We've got the hog market down to 52 cents in October hogs. There just isn't a lot of good news out here. We need to see things change, and change quickly out here. Tomorrow we'll see what the reports say at 11 o'clock. Again, are they going to increase corn production? That's the general idea. But somebody are saying that they're not going to change it on this report. They're going to wait till next report. But right now, the crop ratings look pretty good. The crop looks good. Yeah, it's a little dry out here for the time being. Some of the dry spots are dry. But overall, the crops are in pretty good shape. And we're expecting more rains next week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so it should bring relief in a lot of the different areas of the Midwest. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.